We got a special guest back here on the Outdoor Show with us, Brian Roll, wildlife biologist for the Department of Natural Resources. Thanks for joining me again, Brian.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
And tell the folks again and remind us what you specialize in.
Well, I am the habitat biologist for all of Marquette County and roughly half of Eldrick County. I do specialize in fur bears, wolves, feral swine, unfortunately, and some of the other higher profile animals that we have to deal with. I'm on the cougar management team, so I have a couple specialties, but I'm really the habitat biologist. So I do a lot of work with looking at all the different forest types and things that we have going on here in Marquette and my part of Eldrick County. I do have a gem, the Gross Enhanced Management Area, down in South Marquette County, so that all within my bailiwick, and I have a technician that really helps me out and does a lot of the underground tractor time, although I do find myself doing some of the same things.
Well, if you're in charge of that gem south of Gwynn, lots of good reports coming from there.
Yeah, I have not hunted it myself because every time I go there, there's trucks parked at the gate, so I guess that's a good thing. But that really is kind of in its infancy, and for folks that have hunted it, look for big things to come in the next few years. There's going to be, hopefully, by the time we're done, almost a dozen different trails and loops set up out there.
Well, I want to talk to you about a handful of things today, and first of all, I was hoping that you might be able to talk a little bit about the moose in the area, if we could just focus on that for a minute. Lots of moose being spotted this year between summertime and this fall.
Yeah.
Just showing up in Marquette County left and right.
Well, one of the things is moose go into rut much earlier than white-tailed deer. So the young bulls really get out and move around a lot. I think they're getting sick of getting beat up by their big fellas out there. And we do have some big bull moose out there.
I saw a picture somebody got of a bull moose. I've never seen a bigger rack in the UP in my life.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard other biologists tell me that, you don't have big moose in Michigan. And I beg to differ. I've seen 60-inch plus bulls in
Michigan.
Have
you really?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't close to that, but
they would be trophies in any state or province. There are some big bulls out there. But like I said, they do go into rut a little earlier, and particularly in the September, very early August, those young bulls tend to be moving out and looking for other areas where they can get away from other bulls, looking for other territory. So it's kind of their breeding season, and that does bring them up to the roadsides, and they're getting moved along.
Statistically, you don't have any evidence that the population is increasing, though?
Well, we did our winter survey last year, and it did not indicate that we were seeing an increase. It did, basically, they're kind of holding their own. The population estimate was actually lower than the previous estimate. It isn't every other year. However, it fell within the confidence limits, so really kind of a no population change. However, the colder winters actually is better for moose, so hopefully we are seeing an uptick. I know I saw a lot of sign when I was out bird hunting.
Okay. Well, Brian, can you hang around with us in our next outdoor report? I'd like to talk a little bit about the rut with you.
Sure can.
We're talking about white-tailed deer rut now, not moose rut.
Yep.
Brian Roll from the Department of Natural Resources, wildlife biologist, will stick around and talk with us in our next outdoor report later this hour. Thanks for listening to The Outdoor Show.